I think the most practical of all the spiritual techniques, frankly, is contemplation. Why is that? Because there's two different styles of contemplation, and there's two comparative styles of meditation. There's one I call central focus, and the other I call peripheral focus. In meditation, then, one can be intensely focused on what one imagines to be the moment, and to constantly let go, wanting to change it, and surrender to God as it arises. And this is concentrating on the focus of the field. In contemplation, one does the same thing. One focuses intently on the task that is at hand. Peeling a potato, whatever one is doing, one focuses fixedly on the focus of attention at the moment and lets go wanting to change it. In other words, it's constantly surrendering to the moment arises. In the more peripheral style of meditation and contemplation, instead of focusing on the focus, one focuses on the field. I think that is the faster technique, in which one is always aware of the field instead of the focus. So people that are focused on the field then walk into a room and they instantly pick up the energy of the room, the general gist of what's happening in the room. And if you ask them what anybody in the room looked like, they wouldn't be able to tell you because they didn't focus on that. They were picking up on what is the ambiance, the overall energy, what is the state or the prevailing condition. For instance, one can quickly pick that up and then try to define it later. But if you go into contemplation or meditation on the field itself, because the field is closer to the ultimate reality, I think it's faster and more effective. You see, because the reason you're focused on some specific is because of intention. As you shift your focus to the field, then you're transcending intention, and it's more of a surrendering to prevalent conditions rather than trying to change them. The same occurs then in closed eye meditation, where you sit quietly and you watch the content of the mind without any intention of changing it. You watch the thoughts drift by, the images, the memories, the fantasies, the imaginations. And instead of focusing on the content of thinkingness, one begins to focus on what is the field in which this thinkingness is occurring. If we do that, we notice, as I mentioned before, that primarily 99% of the mind is actually quite silent, is merely watching and witnessing. And so you begin to transcend identification with the content of thought and begin to move into the watcher, the witness of the thinkingness. So instead of thinking I am the mind, one then moves in and becomes I am the witness of the mind, I'm the watcher of the mind, and eventually it comes to you that you are the field, that you are the field in which the witness and the watcher is cognizant of the content of consciousness. And then it suddenly comes upon oneself that one is the infinite field out of which consciousness itself arises. Before time and all the concepts of time, before perception, before any belief in something such as causation. So the mind stops thinking, trying to figure it out. It stops memorizing, stops editing, stops its self-justification. And you'll notice that the mind in its ordinary state spends a great deal of time either on speculation, rehashing, trying to reinterpret the past, trying to find a better way of looking at oneself and past events, self-excuses, blaming others. And so this mind then is sort of an endless phantasmagoria. And instead of being the victim of the mind, most people are victims of their mind and say, how can I make my mind stop thinking? Or I go to bed at night and my mind just keeps on thinking. And it's by transcending the identification with the content of mind. And it doesn't take much effort. In fact, it's quite easy to merely allow yourself to surrender to and realize that one is the witness of the thinking, one is the field of awareness of the thinking, and identify with consciousness itself. With the realization that the higher truth is that one is consciousness itself and not the content of consciousness, next comes the realization of what is the source of consciousness. And with the realization of the source of consciousness, one then enters into a field of knowingness, in which the knower and the known are one and the same thing. And at that point, one has transcended duality, and one sees there is no difference between the knower and the known, that they are one and the same. And one realizes and becomes identified with the source of existence itself, the source of consciousness itself. And with that, there arises a feeling of being at home. So the feeling of coming into that field of awareness then is like one has spent their whole lifetime being homesick and finally is at home again. And that sense of self is more central than the pronoun sense of self. What one thought one was oneself is really quite peripheral to the reality, that which is the true self. And so you move from the self with a small s to the self with a large s, and then one is home at last.